You ready?
Vancouver's favorite way to wake up.
I love their personalities. Just what I like. I think it's super funny. Love it.
I'm just going to have to undo my pants.
And those will all address your ratings.
One of the most popular morning radio teams in the business.
Andrew.
Nat Hunter and Drew Savage.
You can get arrested for driving nude.
Can you really?
Yes, of course you can.
Oh, note to self.
Hello, Cher Shandling.
Nat and Drew.
Optimus Prime with Nat and Drew.
Producer James Cameron.
Hey, Nat. Hey, Drew. How you doing?
I'm Sam Smith.
You're listening to Nat and Drew.
Good morning, Vancouver. I'm Kylie Rae Jepsen, and you're listening to The Nat and Drew Show.
Live from Toy Mountain at Guildford Town Center, here's The Nat and Drew Show.
Hey, good morning. Yeah, we're building a large, ginormous, what's a bigger word than ginormous?
Gargantuan.
Gargantuan.
Yes.
Mega-normous.
Yes. Mega-massive, hugely big Toy Mountain. All to help the Lower Mainland Christmas Bureau, and we've got amazing sponsors that help make this happen, including Alpine Credits and Applewood Auto Group. We are live on location, and we would love to see you.
We'll update traffic for you in just a few moments here, but, you know, things continue to improve. It's amazing how focused we still are on the snowstorm on Tuesday and the havoc that caused. Aaron, you've been talking about it in the news. It's still so much conversation on social media in terms of how long people were stuck for, those who had to like stay camp out overnight and stuff like that, literally in their cars. It was incredible. The BC Ministry of Transportation actually held a Zoom call yesterday with local media to kind of talk about how things got to the point that it did on Tuesday. And not that they were fully saying this, but, you know, they said, you know, one of the reasons why it was tough for the plows to make the kind of progress that they needed to make was because so many people left work early on Tuesday.
Yep.
So the kind of congestion that normally the roads see at 4:30, 5 o'clock in the afternoon, they were getting by like 2, 2:30 in the afternoon. And that made it tough for the plows to get around. So read between the lines. It's your fault for leaving work early.
Yeah, it was interesting, though, because I have to say, honestly, like I thought a lot about that. Like, obviously, if the bridge is filled with cars, how do they get the plows through? So it was kind of like a perfect storm. Like, I get that they have a responsibility to clear things, but if they can't get to them, how do they clear it?
But it is one of those things, though, like I kind of call BS a little bit because, you know, I'm often on the roads early in the afternoon at around 2, 2:30 by 3 up in the Upper Levels Highway. It's already busy. I think people leave early all the time.
Yeah.
Like, you know, like literally you go like down the cut and it's getting jammed up by 3:30 in North Van. So like everybody leaves early all the time. You should have known that.
I saw one suggestion which I thought was brilliant, which was obviously in the future what we need to do is like change the configuration on the bridges and maybe it's only one lane. Right. And so maybe you have to wait a long time to get on the bridge, but it's clear.
At least the plows can get through.
Right. And I thought that was smart. And obviously they're going to have to rethink everything because that was, well, you know, it's an eye roller, but unprecedented. And now we know that this is possible for that much snow to fall that fast.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess, as you say, it's the perfect storm. We've had other storms where we have gotten more snow. We just didn't have those results. So what was it about that day that created this, as you say, this unprecedented situation? Was it the speed at which the snow fell? Was it the time of day that the snow fell? All of these factors that came together in a way that they might not ever come together again.
Yeah.
But you need to plan for it in case they do. I was wondering if you needed to have a little, whether you needed to spread out the snow plows, like have them instead of like keeping them all in one spot, whether you need to have mini snowplow camps set up in different spots around the place, which is probably not terribly practical. But it's like, how do you get them from where they all are out to where they need to be?
Right? Logistics.
Yeah, that's for somebody else's thing.
We're here to complain.
Yeah, that's all I want to do about it.
That's it.
So, yeah,
we'll figure it out. We'll complain, you plan.
Yeah.
Do your part and we'll complain less.
Time to go back. It's Nat and Drew's Retro News.
Taking a look back on this day in pop culture history for December 1st, let's start in 1989 when this movie opened in theaters.
Merry Christmas!
Nothing says the holidays like the Griswold family Christmas. National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation. I should have worn my Griswold shirt today.
Well, tomorrow.
I'm wearing my Frosty the Snowman t-shirt here to Toy Mountain today. I've got a Griswold family Christmas t-shirt at home. I should have worn that.
Oh, you just ruined Toy Mountain.
I ruined it. I ruined the anniversary. I ruined Toy Mountain.
Everything's
Let's just
ruined.
Shut her down and go home.
I don't know. I feel it would be very Griswold to wear it tomorrow.
Fair enough. It is absolutely my wife and I, probably like 1 or 2 days before Christmas, still every year, sit down, kids go to bed, and we break out the Christmas Vacation.
Oh, I've never seen it.
Oh, Nat, you would love it. It's funny.
You know me, Aaron. I don't like humor. I don't like poop humor. I like highbrow.
No, come on. It's our favorite humor.
Poop. Only when I'm talking about it. 8 years ago on this day, 2014, AMC, the network, issued an apology for screwing up on social media. They posted a major spoiler to The Walking Dead on Facebook that night. It was the mid-season finale. And they revealed the death of a main character. Do you remember this? Fans who hadn't seen the episode yet were furious because it wasn't even like a hint. It was just, it showed a picture of another main character by the name of Daryl carrying a body with the caption, R.I.P. Beth. People were like, oh my God.
What the heck?
You morons. And this really was at the height of the popularity for The Walking Dead. Like, it was at one point such a massive, massive show. It just actually wrapped up, and it's so funny because my husband got out and was in and got out and he went back in and he finally sort of finished it. And I'm like, nobody talks about it now, but like the early, like 2011, 2012, like this period of time, like it was massive, and now it just sort of is one of those shows that kind of just fizzled out. It,
did your husband like the finale?
No.
Because it was just like a week or two ago, wasn't it?
Yeah, he's like, no. It was, no? And he didn't like most of the last couple of seasons.
I read a review because I loved that show too, right? And then I kind of jumped out, and I think, does it have a happy ending? And everybody was like, what the heck?
Not really, but it was just sort of, you know, there was a lot more people that died, but then like the zombies got a little bit smarter, and then some other people just kind of, they just kind of kept on going and didn't really...
They kept on walking.
But it was hopeful though or something, right? And everyone was like, boo!
Burn it all down.
Live from Toy Mountain this morning at Guildford Town Center, it's 628.
Nat and Drew's Retro News. Weekdays at 6:20. Brought to you by Hero Home Care, a local company providing companionship to 24-hour nursing care and everything in between. HeroHomeCare.ca.
Vancouver's Christmas music station, Move 103.5. We are broadcasting live from Guildford Town Center, building Toy Mountain. All of the toys that are gathered here at Toy Mountain at Guildford Town Center go to the Lower Mainland Christmas Bureau, and we are very happy to welcome Nicole Poitras from the Lower Mainland Christmas Bureau here to Toy Mountain. It's great to see you, Nicole. Thanks for being here.
It's great to be here.
So this has been such an interesting year for so many people, and interesting is like the nicer way of saying it's been a hard year.
It has.
Everything is very expensive. Food is very expensive. We're focusing on toys, obviously, with Toy Mountain. Mm-hmm. But what I really love is I think the idea here is that we can, you know, help give kids a Christmas, that sort of magical part of Christmas, so parents, caregivers can focus on food.
Exactly, yeah. Like, our mission is to create, basically to create experiences for families at Christmas. And, you know, yeah, we collect toys, we collect items and gifts for teens. We go up to 18, so we're always looking for that. But yeah, anything that we can do to help families, you know, it's great, right? Like, we provide gift certificates for food and things like that as well, mm-hmm. on top of the toys. So yeah, anything that can help, we're happy to help.
I'm just taking a look around at the toys and stuff that have already been donated, which is always so much fun. I think I see some Jurassic World play sets in there. I see some Squishmallows in there. Yep. I see some Barbies. I see lots of board games, Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. I'm also seeing sporting equipment as well, which is great to see.
Yeah.
Some physical play. I know the Lower Mainland Christmas Bureau really wants to get the message out about gifts for teens.
Mm-hmm.
So specifically this year, what kind of gifts are you looking for teens?
We're always short on gifts for teens. So things like, basically it's things that you would buy for yourself as an adult. Gift cards, makeup, really intricate Lego sets, electronics, jewelry. things like that, personal care, like, you know, gift sets of bath sets and stuff like that, right?
So I think in some respects, I mean, at least maybe for me, and it'll be such a personal thing, but that's almost more fun to shop for,
right? Yeah.
Because it's the thing that you really like. You're like, like, look at these big Duplo blocks. That's not really, you know, but something that's, like the more intricate Lego, the, you know, makeup, gift cards. Like, I just, I think too, like, to be able to give a gift card to a store, like, you know, whether it be Foot Locker or whatever that a team wants to go into, be able to pick out their own thing.
Yeah.
That's so amazing and so important.
Or something like giving a gift card to like a mall like Guildford.
Absolutely.
Like, then they have so many choices.
Yeah.
It's really great.
Yeah. Love it. You can bring your donations down, whether it's a new unwrapped toy, whether it's a cash donation. In terms of cash donation, the buying power of the Lower Mainland Christmas Bureau, does that help out?
We get discounts when we buy our gift cards for the grocery and things like that. So anything would help.
Is there online donation component?
There is. Yeah, it's actually, there's a link from lmcb.ca, which is our website. Like you said, you can come down here today and you cash. We have a machine to do cards as well.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Yeah, we'd love to see you like come by and do the cash donation and, you know, say hello, hello as well. We've got gift certificates for Triple O's breakfast to give away as well if you come in. And the website again is
lmcb.ca.
So easy to remember.
And we can link you over from our website as well at move1035.ca. And I see dollies and bags of more toys coming down
That's
the hallway
fantastic.
At Guildford, which is great to see. Nicole, thank you so much for being here. It's great to see you guys from the Lower Mainland Christmas Bureau
Grand
this year.
Thank you. We really appreciate your support.
Live from Guildford, it's Toy Mountain at 6:51.
You're listening to the Nat and Drew Show, live from Toy Mountain at Guildford Town Center on Move 103.5.
YouTube has released its top trending list for 2022. Not too surprisingly, most searched things include the Will Smith Chris Rock slap and the song We Don't Talk About Bruno from Encanto.
Oh gosh, I can imagine if you're a parent, you're like, no, please. Please. I have PTSD from that song.
Good morning, live from Toy Mountain at Guildford Town Center. It's 7:03.
CHQM, Vancouver.
Move 1035, an iHeartRadio station.
Specifically, hopefully, fingers crossed, Danny in Surrey will win lots of money. Good morning, Danny.
Good morning.
How are you? Where do we find you this morning? Are you at home, at work, in the car? Where are you at, Danny?
At home.
At home, ready to just queuing up on the day.
Yep.
Okay. I have no idea what's happening. Aaron and Nat just started to break into dance moves off.
We're so excited for you, Danny.
Come on, it's exciting.
Yeah. It is exciting.
We can't. It's a big day.
We're like, come on, Danny. Come. Danny, no pressure, but whatever you win here on Nat and Drew's Beat the Bank, we're going to match and give to Toy Mountain.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
So I don't know whether that's extra motivation to go big.
So
the more you win, the more Lower Mainland Christmas Bureau will get here. Just as open as many vaults as you'd like, Danny. Just stay away from that alarm. If the alarm goes off first, no cash, but we'll still treat you to dinner with a $100 gift card to Kobe Japanese Steak and Seafood House celebrating 54 years. Danny, are you ready?
Absolutely.
All right, let's do it. Here is Vault 1.
Ooh. Not a bad start, Danny. 350 in Vault 1. What would you like to do?
Yeah.
Go again.
Vault 2.
$500.
$500, Danny, just like that. Do you to keep it? Oh, no. Okay.
No, Danny. I love it. Danny's going for it. Vault number 3.
$750.
$750?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Go again.
How do you feel? Okay.
No hesitation. Vault 4.
$900.
Ooh. Nice. Are you talking to anybody? Is there anybody with you, Danny?
My wife's with me, yeah.
And so is, what's your wife's name?
Karen.
Karen?
Yep.
And is Karen like, okay, maybe we stop now? Or does Karen like go for it?
It's
go.
Sharon, actually. But,
oh, sorry, Sharon.
What do you think? It's just a no.
Not helpful. Not helpful.
What do you think she says? I'll go again.
Opening vault number 5 for Danny.
$1,000.
$1,000.
Yay!
Yeah. Okay, you've hit that level that so many people strive for on Beat the Bank. But Danny, do you want to push
I'll
even
go again.
Further than
okay.
that?
Okay, oh, well, that was like, really, we don't have to...
I don't feel like Danny's seriously tempted yet.
Sharon's like, maybe we stop. But Danny's like, nope.
I love it. Okay, vault number 6.
$1,200.
$1,200.
Yeah. It's making me nervous. $1,200.
I like it. I know.
It's hot.
Okay.
One more.
Like, this doesn't happen all that often. No. Lots of people like to get to in and around that $1,000 and then, you know, stop at that. But every once in a while, somebody gets through who's like, risk big, win big. And I love it. That's Danny. $1,200 is being passed up to open vault number 7.
Yep.
Oh, no. No. Oh, Danny. Oh, it's okay. Okay, so Danny, so here's what we're going to do. So that's a $100 gift card for you to go to Kobe Japanese Steak and Seafood House.
Okay.
So have a fantastic dinner. And then we're going to donate $250 to Toy Mountain.
Awesome.
So thank you so much for playing this morning. Enjoy your dinner.
You're waking up with the Nat and Drew Show.
Okay, here we go.
Here's the scoop.
Well, first, let's give you a quick update on the World Cup. CTV and TSN have full coverage, but right now Canada is down 2-0.
Oh, no.
To Morocco.
That's a high-scoring soccer game.
That is true.
That's the sad part. That's basketball, not a problem.
Not a bit.
Soccer.
Football, really not a problem.
Yeah.
Soccer,
bit of a problem.
Could be a bit of an issue. Hopefully, a turnaround is ahead. Again, CTV and TSN for full coverage, but 2-0 is the score right now in the World Cup game for soccer. Also, some sad news for Fleetwood Mac fans. Yesterday, the band announced that singer and keyboardist Christine McVie passed away. Which Christine sang along with Lindsay Buckingham, one of her most famous songs with Fleetwood Mac. I think a lot of, especially casual fans, might forget just how many Fleetwood Mac songs that Christine McVie sang. You Make Love and Fun, Everywhere, Little Lies, Songbirds, Say You Love Me, all featuring the silky smooth voice of Christine McVie. Stevie Nicks, another fellow Fleetwood Mac member, issued a statement yesterday. She called Christine McVie her best friend.
Yeah.
And just found out on Saturday that she was ill and in the hospital. So whatever was going on, Christine McVie and her family and loved ones kept it very, very quiet. A very short illness. And Christine McVie, at the age of 79, had passed away.
I'm embarrassed that I thought Little Lies was Stevie Nicks. I just did.
Again, I think on a lot of Fleetwood Mac songs, this is one of the great things about Fleetwood Mac, is there a band with more great singers in it than Fleetwood Mac?
And musicians. I mean, she was an incredible musician.
Absolutely.
As well, right? She played different instruments on all of their music.
Mm-hmm. So you'd get a lot of Fleetwood Mac songs, like Don't Stop, we just played, is Christine McVie and Lindsay Buckingham together. You get others, which are primarily Stevie Nicks. You get others that are primarily Lindsay, but they all might harmonize on different parts of each other's songs. Like, so many great singers. And I'm so grateful that I got to see Fleetwood Mac the last time they were in town. It was 7 years ago. They did a show at Rogers Arena. That now is going to be the last tour with that iconic 5-member lineup of the band.
I was thinking the same thing because Steve and I were there as well. Yeah. And I was thinking the same thing. I never, of all the people that I thought, like, oh, I'll have a chance to see this person or that person. Yeah, that kind of took my breath away.
It kind of hit me as a fan. It kind of hit me the same way it hit me when Glenn Frey passed away as a fan of the Eagles. Like, the band still tours, the band still does great shows and are hugely successful, and nobody's saying that this is like it. Like, I'm sure Stevie Nicks and Mick Fleetwood and John, they will all do shows together again, but this will never be, much like the Eagles will never be the Eagles, at least for me, in the same way without Glenn Frey. I don't see Fleetwood Mac being the same without Christine McVie. Just a real heart and soul of the band.
I agree.
Well, we'll move on to some from some sad music news to some, I think, interesting music news. Who wants to see Metallica? So Metallica, for their new tour, the M72 tour.
Catchy.
Could be the M72 tour.
It sounds like a weapon.
M72 tour. they're doing these things for different packages. So, you know, there's been a lot of things about ticket pricing and how that's really hard and whatever to navigate. But these are for, like, real big fans. So it's, like, different packages. For example, there's one that it's a $7,000 package for 8 people with a private viewing platform and access to a pre-show party. There's also another package where you can watch the show from a pit in the middle of the stage.
Yes.
The snake pit.
I want the pit.
It'll run you that. It will run you about $3,000 per person. But the idea is, okay, like, you know, like music is expensive going to shows. They have obviously cheaper packages as well. But, like, can you cater something to, like, the Uber fans yes. where, you know, like, it's not going to be necessarily $7,000 package is not going to be bought up by a bot. But this is somebody, and they'll, some of the packages include, like, meet and greets and, like,
love
merch
it.
And whatever.
Love
and
it.
And, yeah, so it's going to be an interesting model to see whether other bands sort of follow suit.
I think the only trend is ticket concert going experiences will just get more and more expensive. Mm-hmm. So, sure, somebody will buy it. I don't know whether Jeff Bezos is going to be in the pit. It seems like a limited pool of customers,
yeah.
but I think it'll happen.
I don't know. I think, you know, even you've got, you know, fans that are shelling out $1,000, $2,000
yeah.
to go see somebody. What's an extra $1,000 to be in the snake pit?
The pit.
To be in
Love
the pit.
It.
Put me in the pit. 7:31.
The Scoop, weekdays at 7:20, 8:20, and 9:20. Brought to you by Hero Home Care. Personalized care for your loved ones provided by heroes, not just caregivers. HeroHomeCare.ca.
Here we go, live from Toy Mountain this morning. Ed is in Richmond. He's caller 25 and ready to win $1,000. How are you, Ed?
Pretty good. How are yourself?
We're good, Ed. So I'm not sure if you heard us say this, but whatever you win, we're going to also donate the exact same amount to Toy Mountain.
Okay, great.
So you got to win big.
Okay.
No pressure.
Do it for the kids, Ed. Do it for the kids.
Okay.
It all benefits the Lower Mainland Christmas Bureau. Good luck to you. 10 trivia questions, 60 seconds. Get them all right in the time limit, and you win $1,000. If not, $10 for each correct answer you do give us this morning. If you don't know the answer, say pass. We'll get back to it if there's time. But once you give us an answer, it counts and cannot be changed. Ed, are you ready?
Yes.
Let's do it. The $1,000 minute starts now.
What number does X mean in Roman numerals?
10.
What color fur does a spirit bear have?
White.
What product is Benjamin Moore famous for making?
Paint.
What is the name of the river that goes through London, England?
Thames.
Kelly Cuoco played Penny in what sitcom?
Can you repeat the question?
Kelly Cuoco played Penny.
The Big Bang Theory.
What 1 liter of water weighs almost exactly 1 kilogram? True or false?
True.
If you're in swift current, what province are you in?
Saskatchewan.
Ridley Scott is a famous what?
Can you repeat the question?
Ridley Scott is a famous what?
Director.
How many female Canadian prime ministers have there been?
One.
Oh, my goodness.
Holy cow, Ed. You just tore through those questions this morning. How are you feeling about your answers?
Pretty good.
Yeah. Is there anything that's like, I'm not sure about this one?
Not sure.
I think you have good reason to feel good about your answers, Ed, because you just won $1,000.
Thank you.
Which means $1,000 for the Lower Mainland Christmas Bureau.
Yeah.
And Toy Mountain.
Woo. Ed, how are you feeling?
Oh, great. Now?
Yeah, I guess so. Happy Thursday. Congratulations, Ed. Enjoy spending that money. And thank you for raising an extra $1,000 for Toy Mountain.
Thank you.
You're waking up with the Nat and Drew Show.
Live from Toy Mountain at Guilford Town Center, here's the Nat and Drew Show.
The mountain is building at Guildford Town Center. It's great to be back. It's great to be helping out the Lower Mainland Christmas Bureau again this year. I'm looking around. I'm seeing Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. I'm seeing Lego cities. I'm seeing Monopoly boards. I'm seeing Squishmallows. I'm seeing all the good stuff.
I see a sloth.
Not a real one. Because that's not right.
Aaron's spirit animal is alive and well at Toy Mountain here at Guildford Town Center. We would love to see you if you'd like to make a donation of a new unwrapped toy or maybe a cash donation as well. If you do stop by this morning, Triple O's, our friends at Triple O's are here once again this year providing gift certificates for free Sunny Start breakfasts from Triple O's. So come on down, help support the Lower Mainland Christmas Bureau.
Nice. Today is December 1st, and did you know that it is considered the most common day for people to actually put up their Christmas decorations? If you're somebody who celebrates Christmas, then today is the day when a lot of people are doing it. So they'll be busy maybe after work today or whatever. But I saw this. I'm not sure whether it's science, but it's from a psychologist who says that when you choose, for people that observe, celebrate Christmas, when you choose to decorate, says a lot about you and your personality. Her name is Carmen Hara, and she says, you know, so there's the different things. There's the super early birds. Like, if you're somebody that's had your decorations up since, like, early fall, mid-fall, what does that say about you? It says that you like to be the first to do things, that you're anticipating the season. But be careful. Wanting to get things done ahead of their proper time subtracts from the joy of living in the moment. Mm-hmm. You can go too early. Mm-hmm. You can go too early. Drew's looking like, no, but...
What, I'm just trying to think of what, like, it, yeah, it'd be weird for, probably to have the Christmas tree up before Halloween. So it's just like, what is too what is too early when you're talking about mid-fall?
Yeah.
Like, typically we put ours up the weekend after Remembrance Day.
I knew it.
But ours are up early, but then they are also down quick.
Right.
So it's not like ours are still up. Ours are usually down long before New Year's Eve.
Ooh, so I don't have the science on that.
Yeah, so we get them up early and enjoy the lead up to it, and then usually by the 27th, 28th, everything is down. So it is, so we go early, although this year, for a variety of reasons, we're way off track.
Yes.
And we're still not complete. We have our tree up, but we don't have everything up.
Well, it's funny, because when Nat said we were going to be talking about this, I think she was kind of looking at me like, is your stuff up? And I knew that yours was up. Like, I'm not surprised you're the first person on the show to have it up, because you really, you know, between you and I for Christmas, we go a bit crazy. But I wait always until December 1st.
Okay.
Always.
All right.
Like, and actually this weekend it'll be December 3rd, I
right.
guess. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I like to keep it in the moment, and then I like to slip it into New Year's Eve in the early part of January, because it's always so dark and yucky.
Mm-hmm.
So I like to have the place still decorated and lights, and you know what I mean? It feels like that's the time when you really need it, is right after Christmas, when you're like looking at your bills.
Yeah.
And it's raining.
Yeah. You've run out of rum and eggnog.
That's it.
And the harsh reality sets in.
Yes.
Of how much money you spend.
Yeah.
And whatever. So people that like to go about a month early are more realistic in nature and like to do things the correct and proper way. So says the psychologist.
The correct and proper way,
yes.
According to me, the psychologist.
Me, the psychologist. Yes. Carmen Hara, the psychologist. If you put off decorating until the week or even the day before Christmas, that signals procrastination and tardiness, and also tend to be people that are less optimistic.
That tracks.
But I would argue that for some people it's a tradition, like it's a family tradition to not go until literally the day before, right? So some, like, you know, like some people, I think particularly, like, you know, my family's, my dad's side is Croatian, and I feel like in that part of the world, it's very much it's not weeks before, right. It's very much the day before.
So how long would his family keep the decorations up for?
It would be through probably till the early part of January,
yeah.
Not till April or anything. And then for the people that don't put them up at all, where you at? Because that's me.
Where my Scrooge is at?
Where my Scrooge is at? This action is associated with more pronounced pessimism.
Really?
Again. That seems to track.
His personality type would like to avoid the holidays altogether, possibly because they've had trauma.
Oh, wow.
Oh, Nat, what's your trauma?
I don't feel like, you know what, I've probably buried it. I've pushed it down,
right?
I don't know what it is, but I know it's underneath all those layers of pessimism. Merry Christmas.
Yes.
Where my Scrooge is
Where
at.
Where my Scrooge is at.
Live from Toy Mountain. Guildford Town Center on Vancouver's Christmas music station.
You're listening to the Nat and Drew Show.
Nearly 50% of us, 48 to be exact, think that we should be able to use a sick day for any reason at all, not even being sick.
Yeah, I thought that was just sort of an understood thing that we were all doing now. Like that was
like,
no. Yeah,
like it meant, you
know, no.
Aaron.
Yes.
Stop saying no.
Yes.
Listen, on this show, it's definitely an understood thing that we're all doing. I think we actually had a verbal pact at one point.
A month a day? A month a day. One week a month.
Literally, our boss is here right now, yeah. So we should be careful about our packs, our blood packs.
I know, that's why I'm nervous. I'm all jittery. Yeah.
I think if
I don't know what you're talking about. Now.
I feel if we just talk about it openly, she won't think it's true.
This is the Nat and Drew Show.
Vancouver's Christmas music station, Move 103.5. Good morning. It's the Nat and Drew Show. We are live on location at Guildford Town Center for Toy Mountain. We would love to see you down here. We're broadcasting our show today and tomorrow from here. And we're also doing all the regular things that we normally do at this time of day.
Which includes Nat and Drew's Beat the Bank. It's powered by the King of Floors. Let's check in with Nancy, who's caller 25 from Delta. Good morning, Nancy.
Good morning, guys. How are you?
We're good. Nancy, how are you doing this morning?
I'm doing really good. I'm excited.
Yeah. Well, we're excited to have you. And also, if you don't know, whatever you win, the same amount the station will donate to Toy Mountain.
I love that.
So
I'm excited.
We're going to go big.
Yeah, let's get them big. Yes.
And now, unfortunately, last hour with Beat the Bank, Danny hit the alarm. Still means a $250 donation to Toy Mountain and a $100 gift card for him to Kobe. But on the $1,000 minute, Ed won the $1,000.
Yeah.
So we've so far raised this morning in bonus money $1,250 plus whatever you win here this morning on Beat the Bank.
Way to go!
Yes.
So open as many vaults as you like. Stay away from the alarm. If that goes off, no cash. But again, that Kobe gift card for $100. Kobe Japanese Steak and Seafood House celebrating 54 years.
Excellent. Okay,
let's do this. Here's Vault 1.
Okay.
$150.
We'll go again.
I feel like that's an easy choice for Nancy.
Yes.
Vault 2.
$300.
Nancy?
Let's go again.
Three. All right. Vault 3.
$600.
This is an awesome doubling trend, Nancy.
This is a doubling trend. And I want to get that Toy Mountain, like, lots. Let's go one more.
Vault 4.
$650.
Well, I am terrible at math, but I don't think that's doubling.
No. That trend has died.
No. Yeah, the pattern has changed up.
$650. Oh, what vault did the last guy go off at?
Seven.
It was like seven. Okay. You know what? Let's go one more. Come on.
Okay.
Opening up vault. Opening up vault 5 for Nancy. Is there more than $650?
$950.
Nice. Yeah. I am stopping, and that's good. That's good. Yay, Toy Mountain.
$950 for you, $950 for Toy Mountain. Now what we want is we want to hear the alarm in the very
yes,
next
we
vault.
Do.
Let's do it. Here we go.
Perfect. Yes. Nailed it.
That makes me so happy.
Makes us happy too, Nancy. Congratulations. We're happy to be able to give you $950, and we're happy to give the Lower Mainland Christmas Bureau $950, which means so far in bonus money this morning, it's an extra $2,200.
Amazing. Yay.
You're waking up with the Nat and Drew Show.
Okay, here we go.
Now, here's the scoop.
Well, it's that time of year again when Spotify comes out with its Wrapped report. 2022 Wrapped, the most streamed songs, the most streamed artists. The most streamed song, as it was, Harry Styles.
Yes.
Now we will run down the most streamed artists in North America. In at number 5, The Weeknd. Number 4, despite all the controversy this year, Kanye West.
Kanye fans love Kanye.
Yeah, apparently they do. Maybe they listen to him more. To support him in his weirdness.
Get him those 0.07 cents per stream.
This is for Kanye. Yeah. I know everybody's dropped him. Yeah. But I'm going to stream him. Number 3, Bad Bunny. In at number 2, this person.
I'll stare directly at the sun, but never in the mirror. It must be exhausting, always rooting for the anti-hero.
Is not the number one most streamed artist in North America. Who the heck could it possibly be? And very much like people that love Kanye love Kanye, people that love this guy love this guy.
And I know when that hotline blink, that can only mean one thing.
Sports fans don't like him. but music fans love them.
Well, unless you're a fan of whatever team Drake's team is playing, then the association often works out. That Drake curse seems to be real.
Have you looked at your Wrapped list?
I did. I looked at it yesterday. I find it always enlightening because I think we all have our perceptions of what we listen to.
Mm-hmm.
And then the Wrapped report is just, it's just data. It's just like, here's what you listen to in order. And I always find that there are some surprises. Like, I had no idea I listened to this song or this artist as much as I did. Like, my number three song for the year was Sam Hunt, 23.
Oh, wow.
Which is yeah. Which would, if you had asked me, name like your top five songs of the year,
sure.
Wouldn't have picked the Sam Hunt song to be in my top five.
I don't even know it.
I'm not a country person, so I don't really. I know who he is, but I don't know that song. I found, so they'll do genre breakdowns. So if you're not on Spotify, so you might not know, but so they'll do like, what genre do you listen to the most? And then, but like, it, and apparently there's 65 different genres.
Ooh.
That I listen to. But they'll do that for everybody. Like, yeah. you all, and you're like, no, I don't. But they break things down into such like little minutia. Number one for me was pop. Number two, Stomp and Holler. And I'm like, what is that?
What is that?
So it's basically anything where somebody's yelling, hey. So like the Lumineers.
Okay.
If there's some clapping and yells, hey, in the song, that is Stomp and Holler.
Oh, that's so
that's
great.
That's my number two.
Conversely, my number three is The Quiet Storm.
Oh,
so
true.
You're stomping and hollering, and I just want The Quiet Storm.
That's
a lot of R&B slow jams, I think, in The Quiet Storm.
That sounds like something like The Latest Man.
Yes. It's just me and my Luther Vandross.
That's right.
Late at night. Today marks the anniversary of the release of National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation. It came out in theaters on this day in 89. So fitting the timing of this, guess what? Chevy Chase is now doing Christmas appearances.
$1 million.
Yeah.
He helped unveil a massive Christmas light display at a restaurant in Chicago. The restaurant is called Raising Cane. The Christmas light display, more than 13,000 lights. Santa was there, reindeer in a sleigh. Huge crowd gathered for the photo op of Chevy Chase throwing the switch and lighting up the restaurant.
Mm.
So I can only imagine what this dude would charge for this, as you were kind of alluding to.
Yeah, like because he doesn't do a ton of things right now, and that also might be because of his temper.
Yeah,
he's a grumpy man, Chevy Chase.
So, yeah.
That was definitely his like prime.
Yeah. So he was flipping the switch, but he was angry about it.
I think, yeah, the thing is, in Christmas Vacation, he tries his best, but he loses his temper a few times in a comic way.
Yeah.
When he loses his temper in real life, I don't think it's as funny.
No.
People were like so jacked to go to this like light ceremony, and they're like, he is very mean.
It's 8:29.
The Scoop, weekdays at 7:20, 8:20, and 9:20. Brought to you by Hero Home Care.
Live from Toy Mountain at Guilford Town Center, here's the Nat and Drew Show.
Well, welcome. If you're just joining us, yeah, it is Toy Mountain. We're in the thick of it. We would love to see you down here. If you come down, we have gift certificates for a Sunny Start Breakfast to Triple O's that we would love to give you for a generous donation to Toy Mountain. And the mountain is already, like, it's... Like, I'm not sure what point you go mountain size, but we're definitely significant hill size already.
Bigger than a bump.
It's definitely a huge, huge hill-ish type structure. Right now, we're speaking with the marketing manager from Guilford Town Center. Kieran is with us, Kieran Dial, and thank you so much for hosting us again. You guys are you're always such amazing hosts.
Yeah, thank you guys. Well, good morning. It's so great to be here with you guys, and we love seeing this mountain grow, so hoping people can come down and make some donations.
Absolutely. We're here broadcasting all day today, all day tomorrow. We're right at the base of the elevator, kind of in the center of the mall, and I love, we've got the elevator's actually all logoed up with the Toy Mountain logos and stuff like that. Like, you literally can't miss us here in the mall. I mean, if the toys weren't enough of a giveaway, you've got the fact that the glass elevator is totally plastered with Toy Mountain.
Yeah,
it's great to see all of the donations that have rolled in so far. In terms of shops, because we were hearing earlier from the Lower Mainland Christmas Bureau that really gifts for teens is super important this year. Just to refresh those who might be listening, what are some of the stores in the mall that would be perfect for teen gifts.
Of course, yeah. That teenage market is obviously always huge. As a team, every year we come down to make a donation as well. So we went to London Drugs, got a ton of Ariana Grande perfume sets.
Oh, nice.
Excellent. Yes. Excellent. Yeah.
So we'll be donating those today as a team. And then, of course, a lot of our retailers here, London Drugs, Lush, Bath & Body Works, candles are great. We know that teenagers love, like, Polaroid cameras from London Drugs. Lots of great things at the Hudson's Bay. Some fun things at retailers like Showcase. They have cute little knickknacks as well. So definitely have a variety of tenants here.
For sure. And you know what? And the Christmas Bureau also mentioned that, like, hey, if you're a little bit stuck, just even a gift card from Guildford Town Center, because the choice, like, to give to somebody is such an amazing gift, because, like, there you go. You have all the choice, really, like, so many vendors here.
Yep. You can get a gift card at Guest Services. We can load them as low as $10. And, you know, it's a gift that has endless options. Yeah. So you can go to any one of our tenants here. They all accept them. And it's a gift of opportunity.
I like shopping, you know, like when we do this, when we make our donations and stuff, like obviously, like the little kids, the stuff is really cute, but I do sort of gravitate towards the teen stuff because it's the stuff I still like.
Yeah.
So, you know, you go and you look at makeup and the perfume and things like that, or just going into a sporting goods store or whatever. Lots of people think that there aren't options for teens or that it's hard to buy for teens. It's really not.
Nat comes into the studio every day smelling like Ariana Grande.
I like
absolutely love
douse myself
that,
in it.
That perfume line.
Maybe like that's why we bought so much Ariana Grande.
Got to keep it in stock. It's very popular.
Yeah. Kieran, thank you again to Guildford Town Center, to everybody here. We really appreciate you hosting Towie Mountain every year.
Thank you guys so much as well.
And thank you for making your team donations too. You're not just the hosts. You literally do support the effort as well with donations amongst your
Towie
team
Mountain
members.
Is so important to us, and it's such a great event. So we love making our own donation as well.
Thank you so much. Yep. And if you're listening right now and you're like, oh, I'd love to come down, but I can't, you can also donate online. If you just go to our website at move1035.ca, there is a link there that will take you to make a donation. But of course, we would love to see you. You can come down today. We're here all day. Aaron Henn will be here. Ray will be here. But then we're also back tomorrow as well. So, Kieran, again, thank you so much.
You're listening to the Nat and Drew Show.
Certainly in recent years, we're seeing more and more stores get on board with self-serve checkout lanes. Now, I love them, absolutely love them, use them whenever they're available. But, you know, there's a story out because, you know, some science has been done. Some science has been done and conducted on the self-serve checkout lanes. And at least according to the science, and I want to stress that this was done in the UK, done by the Liverpool School of Tropical Medicine, highly respected institution. The self-serve checkout lanes that they studied... covered in poop.
Of course they are.
Covered, in bacteria, including bacteria found in fecal matter.
Yeah. Particularly poop.
Yeah. So because
how does it get?
It's everywhere. Like, it's everywhere. It's all around us.
But it's more so at the self-checkout than, like, on the
regular
the rolling
checkout?
Mats?
Mm.
I think it's because one of the reasons why they studied the self-serve checkout lane is basically you just load up your stuff on the mat and then you don't touch it again until the groceries are likely bagged for you. When you're using the self-serve checkout, you're constantly touching everything. You're touching the buttons, you're swiping.
With your poopy hands.
you're touching it a lot.
Your hands are just covered in poop.
The regular grocery conveyor belt, you don't touch a whole lot. Beyond just dropping your grocery down, you're rarely ever touching the belt itself.
For sure,
unless you're a child, and then you're all over it. Those were always
so. It's
like,
probably covered in
but
poop.
And the cash registers are spray cleaning those belts now.
The cashiers. Yeah,
yeah.
So it is different. Cashiers are probably just like cleaner than the average person.
Agreed.
Because it's their job, so they have to. Particularly, you know, following COVID, and as we continue with all the diseases and flus and everything that we have out. So, like, I get that. I do, but I do love the self-checkout too, because I used to be a cashier. It was like one of my first jobs. And so I love the codes. Red peppers, 4688. Lemons, 4053. Like, it's just limes, 4026.
I didn't even know you used the codes. You use the codes like an actual cashier. It's not just, you don't have to have the barcode.
Well, no, with some of them, because it's produce, you put the produce in the bag. Sometimes, like, and things that are like super popular, so grapes, it'll just say what, you know, red grapes are. It's right there, and you punch in the code, you put it on a scale.
What's the code for red grapes?
Oh, red grapes, I don't remember because those ones are expensive. I don't buy them as much.
Fair enough.
They're a staple.
Yeah, a staple.
I was impressed with limes.
Yeah, I think it's 4026. 4053 lemons.
For
my drinks.
14256.
What is that, cookies?
14256. Yes, you're close. The little truffles, the little wrapped truffles.
Oh, Drew.
They sell in the bulk. They've just got like those bins where you can get the truffles one by one.
Hilarious.
Yeah, 14256.
Do you know any other
Save
ones?
On Foods. That's the only
truffles.
That's the only code I know. If I'm
code.
Using, because again, I use the self-serve checkout as well. So if I'm grocery shopping, I'm walking around with my phone camera open and I'm just snapping the codes on all of the things as I'm walking around the store.
Oh my God.
So I've got the codes ready when I'm at the self-serve checkout. But I don't need to snap a picture of the chocolate truffle code. 14256 at Save on Food.
And that's also impressive because it's longer than the codes for the produce.
It is.
They make you work for it.
I'm like deep into the library of codes at five digits.
Oh my God, you guys.
So apparently poop all over
I don't these care.
Truffles. Fine. Whatever.
Yeah.
They're fun.
The info I took away was your truffle code.
14256, my friends. 14256.
This is the Nat and Drew Show. Join the conversation anytime at 604-280-1035.
Live on location at Guilford Town Center for Toy Mountain. We would love to see you down here. Like a bunch of people are that just came in with something called the Myosaur? The Myposaur? I don't even know what it is, but it's like a futuristic toy. Is that like a dinosaur? It's like, it's a robotic dinosaur.
Have you come from the future with this present? That does look pretty cool.
That's amazing. We are building a giant toy mountain here for the Lower Mainland Christmas Bureau with your help.
I want to thank Patty and the staff from Fleetwood Villa Seniors Home here in the area who collected and drove down a huge donation to Toy Mountain here to benefit the Lower Mainland Christmas Bureau. This is a lot of fun. This is our first day here. This year we'll be here all day today and tomorrow as we continue to see this mountain of toys pile up.
So when we were just about before we were going on air, we kind of lost Drew for a second and we looked over and it felt like you were in the toys.
Uh-huh.
What were you doing?
I might have been.
I found
a Mr. Potato Head. There's a Mr. Potato Head in the mountain of toys. That's good fun. It's not a toy mountain unless there's a Mr. Potato Head in there.
I always found when I was a kid, it was like I had the Mr. Potato Head and it was all intact for like day one, maybe to day three. By day four, like his legs were lips. So it was just there was missing. But it's such a fun toy. So thank you so much, everybody that's come down. We've got like a triple O Sunny Star breakfast. If you come down, gift certificates for those as well. And we're here all day. The station is today and tomorrow. And you can also donate online if you can't make it down.
Just go to move1035.ca. We'll link you over to the donation page. But really, this is all about different groups, different organizations, individuals, and companies all coming together to make sure the Lower Mainland Christmas Bureau has what they need to cover off the Christmas needs for families all over the Lower Mainland. So we want to thank our host, Guildford Town Center. We obviously want to host our title sponsors on this, our friends at Alpine Credits, our friends at Applewood Auto Group. It is a real team effort to build Toy Mountain.
And we would love to have you part of the team as well. And again, if you can't come down and donate, you can go online and move1035.ca and there'll be a direct link there to the Christmas Bureau where you can make your donation. And keep in mind that if you are shopping, we are all really looking for a lot of items for teens this year because they really are like the group that kind of gets overshadowed sometimes during the toy drive. So keep that in mind and maybe buy a toy for every single age.
No, absolutely.
Yes. No pressure.
Yes.
Toy Mountain, it continues. Guildford Town Center with Move 103.5.
Live from Toy Mountain at Guildford Town Center, here's the Nat and Drew Show.
Toy Mountain continues at Guildford Town Center, and we are very, very happy to be joined by Sherry Gable from Trail Appliances. Good morning, Sherry.
Good morning, Nat and Drew, and happy Thursday.
Happy Thursday. Thank you. You know, I feel that this is... I know it's getting to Christmas time because, well, you know, we're doing Toy Mountain, but we also talk to you every year at about this time because Trail Appliances, obviously such a big supporter of Toy Mountain, and you guys have been for years.
This is actually year six for us.
Woo!
Yeah!
Yeah!
I don't know what we get for year six.
Or pick six, or lucky number six, I don't know. But we're really pleased to support Toy Mountain once again. As you know, Trail Appliances, we're locally owned. We're a family-operated business, and we've been part of the community here in British Columbia for over 40 years. So we feel it's really important to give back to the communities where we live, work, and play, and it's a cause that's dear to our hearts. So that's why we're back once again to support Toy Mountain.
Well, we really appreciate it. And the Toy Mountain community in and of itself feels like a real community. There are so many groups and organizations and businesses and individual donors as well. It's just, it's part of their holiday tradition to get involved and bring down a new unwrapped toy or a cash donation for the Lower Mainland Christmas Bureau. It makes it feel like the holidays are real now. Here we are. It's the month of December. We're building the mountain of toys. And tell us about what Trail is doing for Toy Mountain this year, Sherry.
Well, we're really pleased to bring a $1,500 donation from Trail Appliances this holiday season.
Yeah. Woo! Now, is that from employees? Is that the company? The $1,500, where does it come from?
It's company. It's our planned corporate giving when we sit down and take a look at our budgets every year, which is always a fun task, and as you can imagine. And so we look at different organizations that help community and help kids in need. And Toy Mountain comes up on our list, and we plan to give well in advance.
Well, thank you very much. We appreciate being on the nice list every single year. 6 years in a row now that you guys have generously donated to Toy Mountain, so thank you so much.
We really appreciate it. Sherry, any holiday plans for you coming up in the next few weeks?
Well, apparently, I don't know if there's still a turkey shortage, but I have to get my turkey soon, apparently.
So I can recommend, just as somebody who's been a vegetarian for a while, if you can't get a turkey, I do have a good nut loaf recipe.
Okay.
Or
maybe salmon?
See, it's so funny. When I say nut loaf, nobody goes, yum.
Well, just the name.
Yeah, I changed that right away.
Just the name. Merry Christmas. Have some nut loaf.
Nut loaf to go along with the fruitcake, right?
Sherry, all the best. Happy holidays, and thanks so much for Trail Appliances' continued support here at Toy Mountain.
Happy holidays, Nat and Drew, and to all your listeners.
This is the Nat and Drew Show, live from Toy Mountain at Guilford Town Center on Move 103.5.
Catch the Nat and Drew Show, weekday mornings from 5:30 to 10. Move 103.5.
Hi, it's Drew. Hey, thanks for downloading the Nat and Drew Show podcast. And since you seem to be into podcasts, and we do appreciate that, thank you very much, I wanted to tell you about another podcast that I host. It's called Behind the Christmas Hits. If you love behind-the-scenes stories and secret untold origins of pop culture, I think you'll like it. Each episode tells the story of one of the biggest, most popular Christmas hits of all time. And whenever we can, we talk to the singers and songwriters who made those songs famous. Michael Bublé, Darlene Love, Trans-Siberian Orchestra, Corey Hart, even Gayla Peavy, who was just 10 years old when she sang I Want a Hippopotamus for Christmas, joins us for an episode. It's called Behind the Christmas Hits, and there are new episodes every week on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.